Hello, I'm CJ Baumgartner, and it's time for another insight, and we're pretty excited to talk about the next guest we have, and I'll give you a little bit of a clue. Well, maybe I'll just tell you. We're talking with Beth Hawkins. She's running the play at Wadena Deer Creek Drama, and they have a performance coming up this week. We have the opportunity to get a little bit of a sneak preview with her. Hey, Beth, how's it going?
Good. Thank you.
And you guys have this performance coming up this week. I'll give you the floor. What's going on with the WDC drama this year?
So we are putting on a production of Clue. If anybody has seen the 1980s movie, it's based on that, but it's the high school version of Clue.
All right. And so what, I guess, made you want to pick Clue, and kind of what do you like about the play itself?
The students actually are the ones who get to pick the play, and they wanted to go back to a murder mystery style play because we like comedy, and so the reason they were drawn to Clue is it's actually just really funny.
All right, awesome. So talk about letting the kids getting to pick the play. Is that something you've always did? How long have you did it? And just talk about why you want to do that.
This is my sixth year as the director of the play, and the first year I picked the play. But I guess it's their production. It's their play. So I like to let them have a say in it. Ultimately, I do make the final call, and I say, yep, this is the one we can do. But it's their vision, kind of. They make the sets. They're the ones on the stage. So I think it's great that they get to have a voice in what's selected as well.
Do you think that makes them take a little bit more ownership of it, too, as they're getting ready?
I think so. And I think, especially since I've seen this now that I've done it 3 or 4 years, they know as they get to be seniors, they're going to get to really make the choice. And so they start looking for plays that they're going to be passionate about.
All right. And so the performance of this play is coming up this weekend, November 17th, 18th, 19th. That's coming up
for those Thursday, Friday, and Saturday.
It's coming up already. So just give the people some information on where, if they want to go check out the play, where they can go do that, and kind of all the FAQs with that.
Okay. The play is at Memorial Auditorium, and it's Thursday, Friday, and Saturday. All the performances, are at 7 p.m. The price of admission for adults is $8, and for students, it's $5.
All right, and how long have you been working on this play? When did you guys first decide you were going to do it? And kind of give us the timeline of how rehearsals have been progressing up until the performance date.
Okay. We picked the play actually last year, so I've been telling students since May that we're doing Clue. But we started auditions actually at the beginning of October, and the second week in October is when we started practicing and rehearsing. And we do that because we're lucky enough to have really talented students at WDC who are both athletes and actors and set designers and sound engineers and all of the things that go into making a play. And so we want people to be able to do both. So we try to slide the play in right between fall sports and winter sports.
And, you know, you mentioned that starting in early October, working your way through now to mid-November, what's been the practice schedule? Has it been before school, after school? How much work have these students been putting in to get ready?
We always practice after school. Of course, the actors have to take their script. Oh, my goodness, that's funny. The actors have to take their script home with them, and, of course, they read it all the time. I see them reading it in between classes at school. But we generally practice about 2 to 2.5 hours after school every day.
And
basically like a sports practice.
And I was going to say, you know, adding on to sports practice and school and all this other stuff, just talk about how committed your kids are to getting ready for this performance.
I think it's pretty incredible to see the level of dedication. I'll use my crew, or the crew, I should say, not my crew. The crew, for example, they're thinking of the set over the weekends and letting me know ideas they have for, because our set, we're very excited. It's a movable set. We have different rooms that shift in and out, and like, okay, we need this for the billiard room. Oh, this will be perfect in the kitchen. So they work the entirety of the 2 hours at practice, but they're also thinking about it and looking for things online and doing things outside of practice as well. They really just want to give people a good show. And especially with the crew, they're kind of our unsung heroes, the people in the booth and the crew who builds the set. You don't get to see them. They just do this for you. It's pretty amazing.
And the Clue performance that you guys have coming up later at the end of this week at the Memorial Auditorium, we're talking with Beth Hawkins. She's doing the play for WDC Drama. Beth, how many students are involved from cast to crew? How many students are involved in this undertaking?
We actually have quite a few. We have 22 cast members and 16 crew members. So we have almost 40 students who are in the play.
Wow. And how much does that rank in recent years? Is that about what you guys have? Is it higher, lower? What does that number usually sit at?
You know, we've kind of fluctuated, but it's kind of been about that number.
And is that
Well, when I first started, the numbers were a little bit lower, but we've built a program, I believe, that kids really want to be a part of, because I guess kind of just a little bit, I don't know the right word, but I think we put on really good productions. And so students watch them and they, like, I want to do that too.
And as you get ready for this performance of Clue, if you can, who are the leads and who are some people that they should be looking out for to have a big role?
Well, I hope a lot of people have played the board game Clue. So if you think about your favorite characters, Madeline Gallant is Miss Scarlet, Nathan Muckow is Mr. Body, Chateau Lore is Colonel Mustard, Maggie Haggerty is Mrs. Peacock, Kelani Oldakowski is Mrs. White, and Lily Adkins is, if you've seen the movie, is the butler Wadsworth, who leads you through the whole play. And obviously we have many more characters in there.
And as this comes together and as you're seeing it in the final week of rehearsals, getting ready, what's the one message you want people listening to take away about this year's performance?
I guess the message is to come see us and watch our play. But I think it really is that these students have spent 6 weeks putting together something that they're incredibly proud of, and it's funny and it's amazing just to see what they have done in such a short amount of time. I guess that's for me the takeaway. Just like when you give students the ability to create their vision, they're going to do something pretty spectacular.
And if people want to go check out Clue, just give them one more time. What's all the information they need if they want to see the play this coming weekend?
All right, Clue is at Memorial Auditorium on Thursday, Friday, and Saturday, November 17th, 18th, and 19th at 7 p.m. And tickets for adults are $8, students $5.
We're talking with Beth Hawkins. She's the director of WDC Drama. They're presenting Clue at the end of this week, like she said, at Memorial Auditorium. Beth, thanks for giving us the time to talk with you and get to preview a little bit of the performance that's coming up this week. Best of luck and break a leg, I guess.
Thank you so much.
WDC Drama Director Beth Hawkins talking about the upcoming production of Clue from WDC Drama. It's going on November 17th, 18th, and 19th at 7 p.m. from Memorial Auditorium in Wadena. Tickets are $8 for adults and $5 for students. More information on the performance, you can head on over to our website, wadenaradio.com. And if you missed any of the conversation we just had with Beth Hawkins, you can go to our website, again, wadenaradio.com, and you can hear the full conversation there.